he was used
the training of the spirit
should not be optional
for
every minister, every department, every leader. The piano player, the choir leader, everybody who serves should be full of the Holy Spirit, should be a person who attends Bible classes. If you do that, you won't struggle a lot. Sometimes the mistake we make, man of God, is that now people see like the ushers, they don't come for overnight, or they don't come for prayer meetings, or so for them, we think they are supposed to only be trained how to
act.
But everybody who is serving God's people must be spiritual. That is what happened in Acts 6. The people who do protocol must be spiritual. They were looking for people to help serving food. But they said the criteria, people full of the Holy Ghost, people full of faith. That's why you see Stephen was doing miracles. Yet they picked him to be in charge of what? Food and
widows.
So do not excuse or exclude other ministers from ministerial training. Just sit down. I said this, I'm going to do all the answers. I'm going to answer questions. Thank you. But let me also say this. Eh? But it's also involved in the question I think Pastor Joyce asked. And I think Mr. Mugisha. Now, in ministry, they are, allow me to call them levels of ministry. The responsibilities and requirements and minimum requirements for all the ministries are not the same. For instance, the criteria for one to be on the pastoral team is different from the criteria or the minimum requirement for someone to be an usher. Let me try to break it like this. For the criteria for someone to be on the pulpit ministry, what we call pulpit ministry, those ones are different from a person perhaps who's serving parking lot, ushering and mobilization. Even the way you discipline and the expectations, they are different. You get it. A mistake done by a pastor is much more weighty than one done by an usher. There are things like an usher, you may even be working on and they continue to serve. But a pastor may be different. So I just wanted us to know that. Sometimes the way we correct or change or stop, like what Prophet was talking about, how to stop someone, it may be different, depending on where they serve and the sensitivity is the word here. The sensitivity that somebody is serving. Okay, let me answer some questions and allow you to have others. Afternoon, I know I have to be very tactful so that we remain awake.
But I will answer interesting questions. I think that's the way I'll keep you awake. So we shall start with your question of the Trinity. I'm not going to be very theological. I'm just going to try to give us a working understanding. Because if I start teaching the theology, you will see. Now understand this thing. The issue people have about the Trinity.
And
I want us to first understand if this is what you are asking. Eh? Sometimes the issue is, in my head, I cannot put together how God can be three persons, but is still one. That is the problem. But that is different from saying, does the Bible actually teach that there is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit? Do you realize those questions are different? The
first question.
Wants
to understand
the
how God can be the Father,
Omwana,
the Son,
no
more and the Holy Spirit.
That
is quite different.
No,
I'm asking.
Bible
where does the Bible speak?
Bible
or does the Bible teach
that
God,
Tata,
is the Father,
Mwana,
is the Son,
Nemoyo,
and the Holy Spirit,
and they are
all one?
Because the other religions, their issue is mainly that it is not true. It is that last question. That Jesus is God. That is what they argue. That Jesus is not God. Now, the Bible is not interested in you fitting it in your mind. No, for it to fit and make sense to your mind. That God is Father. That God is Son. That God is Spirit. And they are not three gods. Have you understood that difference? The Bible does not answer. How does it make sense to my head? That God can be Father. That God can be Son. That God can be Spirit. What the Bible does is to show you the Father, the Son,
no man,
acting interchangeably as though they are one, but also distinct. Can't
they much again? Let me repeat that.
The Bible is going to show you.
Bible again,
for instance, I'll tell you. One time they will show an action that it was done by the Father. That same action is going to be reported as though it is done by the Son. The same. Then, another place, they will show you that same action was done by the Spirit. You get it?
The Bible.
You're telling you,
it's not there.
kugeza ako,
to try
okuchiteka mtu ego,
put it into your head,
otegele science wacho,
so you must understand the science.
Ngatata
how the father
wabila katundi
becomes a god,
no man,
and the son
nabila katundi
also becomes a god,
no man too,
and the Holy Spirit
nabila katundi
and he also becomes a god.
Chinganga,
it's like
Bible,
the Bible.
Tegera chiteka mtu ego kutegera,
so don't put it in your head to understand.
Nakatonda wali buli wamu.
That God is everywhere.
Na yo chikiliza.
But you believe it.
Na yuyo ejakulaga.
But the Bible will show you.
Nakatonda wali buli wamu.
That God is everywhere.
Ate mubuli chimu.
And in everything.
Mtegeza.
Akumuka tegele.
Sukati echiwuze chwa chishingu obukulu obukulu.
So the greatest question to answer.
Where does the Bible show?
Bible. What Bible we talaga
that Jesus is God?
Yes, you katonda.
Holy Spirit is God.
Umwe mtukufu katonda.
The Father is God.
Ne tata katonda.
They are the same.
Natubona bebamu.
But they are also distinct.
Naya tebe yabuna.
That is the doctrine of Trinity.
Ateye njigiriza niyo busatu wa katonda.
Kangwe chokulaga kotofanya. Because I'm trying to find and is a workable for now.
But
let me tell you the truth. From my experience, what disturbs most people is that in my head, I can't put it together. The same way an unbeliever, a non-believer, does not understand how a miracle works.
That's what I've taken out of the teacher.
In fact, all of us don't understand how a miracle works. See what it is? If you tell them that person had HIV, it got
healed.
If a person would take that they never had, or they lied, or there was a mistake. If you have ever seen a lame person walk, can you explain how, like, if a person's leg was not there and it came out? So you can't, that one cannot make, it is something you see, you believe, and you have proof that I was there. There's a miracle, the man of God narrated to me, he saw. The miracle center which changed his life. He told me, Apostle, I was there. Nobody told
me.
So a crippled man stretched out like this, and the bone started to pop. From the time he was a child.
It
is up to you
to either believe it or not.
They didn't
tell him he saw it.
Now let me give you an example. In the Bible. Go to Exodus chapter 20, verse 23. Ha, they don't know. So, okay, let me bring it. But before I go there, let me also tell you, don't worry, when I finish, you can first wait. You're going to find your answers as I still explain, as I finish explaining. Now, remember what I mentioned yesterday or the other day? That some of us think God, the Son, or the visible God, the one who is like a man, he only came in the New Testament. So we don't think Jesus existed in him. Isn't it so? So let's go to Exodus. Kakati. I'm saying Magambi.
Yeah. I have also what we
You know, sometimes, understanding the source of these doctrines also helps. Because it gives sense. Now, I told you, in the Old Testament, the Jewish community, it was, they call it binatarian. Binatarian. Trinity basatu binatarian. Now, in the Old Testament, what you have, what you have in the Old Testament, you have Yahweh,
visible, and
Yahweh
invisible. There's a theological word, but have you ever noticed in the Old Testament, when they are referring to God, Yahweh, and they are using the language of a physical body? For instance, the hand of God touched him. Genesis 3:8, God was walking. Kati, omoyo, spirit is a chotalaba.
The spirit means what you can't see.
That's why the word used for spirit in both Greek and Hebrew is the same word for wind.
You can't see it.
Okay? So it means there is a Yahweh who can't be seen. Then there is a Yahweh who can be seen. Now, so the Old Testament distinguishes them, but also shows them as one. Now, you are going to find in certain encounters in the Old Testament, when the visible Yahweh and the invisible are in the same place used interchangeably.
But
they are one. God spoke.
You find Katonda yogera,
and the angel of God, also.
Nemaraika wa Katonda na yogera.
But when they are, when the writer is writing,
na yomwani swaba wandi.
Awalaka ngo muntu omu.
He shows it is one person.
Now omuntu atali kile jotasola tia.
Person omutaka fayo.
For instance, did you know that verse has both Yahweh and the angel of Yahweh? But you know, the angel of Yahweh and Yahweh are two different, but they are also the same. That's
what it was.
But you had noticed the difference.
Yes.
Okay, wonderful.
The voice of God.
Now let me show you something. Now, so in the Old Testament, let me first, because I'm telling you, this is something I teach in like a month. I'm just giving you a, because you are the ones who asked. We're going to read from verse 20. Hallelujah. This is what Yahweh told. This is now, he's going to tell 23. Verse 20. This is what Yahweh is telling Moses. Okay. Behold, I send an angel before you to guard you on the way and to bring you to the place that I have prepared. So Yahweh is saying, I send an angel before you to guard you and to bring you in the place that I've prepared for you. Then he says this. Now, can we notice that these are two different personalities? Can we see it? Yahweh is saying, I'm going to send an angel. Banange tu chiraba.
Yes.
Muslim. Then he says, verse 21, pay careful attention to him and obey his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression. Angel chona solo kusoni welibi.
Katwich maraika chono who can forgive sin.
For my name is in him. Kakati, how many of you are familiar with the book of Exodus? Mr. Mugisha, you listen? This is your question. So he says, I'm going to send an angel. He tells Moses and the children of Israel to obey him. Because if they do not obey him, he will not forgive their sins. There is no angel of God who has that authority.
I know he is old.
If it's just a messenger, tell you. In fact, Micah 7 and I think Psalms 104. Micah 7 and Psalm 104. It says it is God who forgives sins. So that's already a flag. This angel God is saying can forgive sins. So he says why? He says because my name is in him. So my name is in him means my person is in him. In fact, the Hebrews, the Jewish man of God, you must know this. They don't like to mention the name Yahweh. In fact, for them they used to say the name. The name, the Hebrew is Hashem. So, the visible Yahweh in the Old Testament was either called the angel of the Lord or the name. So, this is what I'm going to read. Now, let me show you something interesting. So do you remember? So this angel started to go ahead of them. Then at Sinai they sinned. When they sinned, I want to show you something so that you notice the difference between this angel and other angels. Exodus 33. Verse 2. Okay, let me start from 1. 33, verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, Yahweh said to Moses, depart from here, you and the people whom you have brought out of the land of Egypt, to the land which I will show you, to the land I saw to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now listen to verse 2.
I will send my angel before you, and I will drive out all those tribes. Go to up to a land that is flowing with milk and honey. But I will not go up among you, lest I consume you on the way. For are you a stiff-necked people? Verse 4, when the people heard this, they mourned, and no one put on ornaments, because God was not going to go with them. So what did Moses do? Moses went back to God. He repented on behalf of the people. That's when Moses told God, if you don't go with us, we shall not leave this place. That is when he requested to see God, to show him his glory. Do you know why? Because the other first angel in Exodus 23 was the Lord himself as a man. This other one here, he had left them and was sending them with a mere
angel.
So, places like those show us there is a Yahweh who is visible, and the Yahweh is invisible, and they are one. Now, after Moses's intercession for the people, God allowed to go with them. That is the angel who led them in the conquest of
Canaan.
Remember the angel who appeared before Joshua? Joshua saw a man. And he was put, had armor. And he asked him, are you for us or for our enemies? And so him, I am the commander. Then what happened next? Who remembers? He told him, take off your shoes, for the place where you're standing is a holy ground. Where else do you remember that exact phrase? Moses. Who was that who told Moses to take off? So that is. Which one? Yes, so he came back. That's what I wanted to show you. He's the one who led them. Kakati, the reason I took you there.
Right today.
Wogena mu Psalms no soma.
If you read Psalms, what's that quick?
Oli Yahweh ataladika.
The invisible Yahweh.
He says, I led you.
Yagamba nabakure mpera.
Who has never read it? I led you through the wilderness.
Nabakure mpera kuita mudumbu.
You rebelled against me.
I
made my covenant with you. You did not obey it. Meanwhile, the one we saw at that time was the angel of Yahweh. Are you understanding what I'm trying to explain? The Bible's responsibility is to show you that this visible
Yahweh
is the Father. The best encounter man of God which explains it. Gideon.
Encounter ya Gideon.
Judges, what? Judges 6. Judges 6.
It becomes an angel of Yahweh.
And Yahweh spoke to Gideon. Prophet Wakalaba. Gambi, the responsibility of the Bible is to show you that this is he's here, he's also here, he's one, but they are also distinct. Action yori yali yoru. So go to Jude. Paka, Teva, Vruka, Tayiba. First chapter, 5th verse. Mwaba ni manyache mwini impa, wabache mwini wa prophet. Mino mwani bijiwa. Jude 1 verse 5. Now I want to remind you, although you once fully knew it,
read
the translation we gamba. That Jesus who saved the people out of the land of Egypt. The right translation is Jesus. This is what is here even in the newer translations. Now, King James said it and Erika O Lord. Yeah, he's Lord. No, but actually, when they got other manuscripts and they compared the meaning, it is Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus who saved a people out of the land of Egypt.
Yes.
Afterward, destroyed those who did not believe.
Is Jesus.
Holy Spirit, yeah, where does
the Holy Spirit come?
Yeah, I'm second of Barry said, I'm Genda Isaiah 63.
Isaiah, I'm sorry.
To gain a suma. Wakata, ya wakata. I'm not. I'm going to be in the video, man. Go be money. So call in the call. So call in the call. Wait. Isaiah 63. Ade soko owulire kutegeera.
First listen to understand.
Then olaba obo chayina ekibuuzo. Kubanza okungozeza kye njogedde, but because you are worried about asking. Wulira. I looked. Isaiah 63 verse 5. But there was no one to help. Now let me start from 7. I will recount the steadfast love of the Lord, the praises of the Lord, according to all that the Lord has granted us, and the great goodness to the house of Israel, that he has granted them according to his compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love. For he said, surely they are my people, children who will not deal falsely, And he became their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted. And the angel of his presence saved them. Are you seeing this? It's called the angel of his presence. The angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his pity, he redeemed them. He lifted them up and carried them all the days of old. So he's talking about the rescue from Egypt, that journey in the wilderness. And he calls it, it was done that day. You remember he said by saying the Lord? Yahweh. Now he says it is the end of his presence. Now look at the next verse, what he's going to say. But they rebelled and grieved his Holy Spirit. He turned to be their enemy. And he himself fought against them.
What
is it again? So he's saying, remember what he said in Exodus 23? Do not grieve him, the angel of the Lord, the angel of his presence. Judges chapter 2, the angel of his presence. So, do not rebel against him. But now he's saying, the one they grieved, the one they rebelled against is the Holy Spirit. Remember, I'm not trying to make your head fit it. I'm trying to show you that the Bible teaches it like that.
Separate the two.
You know, every time something is new to your mind, it seems impossible. So right now, the only thing I'm asking you to do, see if it is something taught and shown in the Bible, and it is coherent, then believe it. Now, as you meditate and go over it again, it will come home. But it may never make sense. What I mean by this, what you say here? Psalm 78, lastly. Verse 40. Psalm 78, verse 40. Let me start from 38. But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and did not destroy them. Many a time he turned his anger away and he did not stir up all his wrath. For he remembered they are but flesh. A wind that passes away and comes not again. Let me read from here. I'm on verse 40. Let me read a simpler translation. How often they rebelled against him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert. They tested God again and again and provoked the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power all the day when he redeemed them from the foe, when he performed these signs and wonders. You see? So he said they turned back and they tempted the Holy One of Israel. Who is that one? Yahweh. Na ye, Isaiah Mesejo. Holy Spirit. Ate Exodus atrani adolescent yariani. Yariani. Angel of Yahweh. Ate Jude adolescent yariani.
Angel
of Jesus. Ye yo Trinity.
Katobusa broke your movie.
Abra Sesejo. Ojirani. No. Ojitege de na ye. Ngawe mba gambi. Mwino kwa ule chikuta. Oino kwa. Tua ule chikuta. Echi tutawanya. Mupia.
You have got the concept.
So you have said. You know why I have not used. Man of God. You know why I have not used the examples people use to explain to this.
Mwino kwa tako sebi. You can recount. You have got the same.
Because. These are eternal personalities. These are eternal personalities. Can you remember your gamba? I hope I remember
it. Others speak like this.
Katigolava.
You see.
Olimusajja.
Your man.
Atoli tata.
Your father.
Atoli mwani.
Atoli his husband.
Ni katona watu wali.
That's how God is made.
Don't explain Trinity like that. In fact, Trinity is one of those concepts which you don't want to naturalize. It's a very critical theological thing that if we just
change child, you want to watch it, can there's an watch for it only.
You can give people the wrong picture. That's why some people think that there is a hierarchy.
So what about what I was at what I'm going to go here?
Right? Because of those examples.
Right.
People try to make it. It's like water.
Others have done it.
Water can be ice.
I'm not going to go over ice.
Then there is water which is flowing. And it can also be steam.
I think so. Rakuba.
But it is all H2O.
Kati
mbanze nguuza.
Me, I'm asking you.
Kati mutuniti ani ice. Ani steam. Wala mbuzi uwe mjini. Kati kalu keka samu keka kiskoma keka seme yuka.
This is the last thing about it.
The father, William. Is
Yahweh.
The Son
Oman
is also God. The Spirit
Oman
is also God.
Oman.
But the Father
Oman
is not the Son.
See Oman.
And the Son
Oman
is not the Spirit.
See Oman.
As the Spirit
Oman
is not the Son.
See Oman.
Go back, read what I've told you, and think about it.
Don't
go on Google and ask what is Trinity.
You're
going to get those ones like water, ice. To simplify. This is a complex thing, you can't simplify it. That's why no teacher of the Bible, nowhere, all the New Testament, nobody tried to simplify it. Not even anybody called it the doctrine of Trinity. But it is a reality in the scriptures. And it was a big point of contention. The New Testament, the point actually of contention was, one of the biggest points of contention was, Jesus is not God. So that's why John deliberately tries to show him as. While others were arguing, God cannot be a man. Then Luke wrote to show him.
And Luke and that one, you can't check it.
Well, that is great. So, for many of these doctrines, but become again, did they say?
And Jigiriza is not be careful.
Mogobele and Jigiriza ya Bible.
Follow the doctrine of the Bible.
See a chikola sense to you, because everything doesn't, don't simplify. Paulo, tell you. Blessed be God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
God read Romans 8.
Romans 8. Mulimu the Father.
Mulimu Tata.
Mulimu the Spirit of God.
Mulimu
the Spirit of Christ.
Mulimu
Christ.
Mulimu Christ.
Mulimu your Spirit.
Mulimu Moyo.
Who has ever noticed that Paul says Christ? Spirit of Christ, Spirit of God, Father. While he's discussing the same point,
I think I knew you in so many.
That guy Omari deep, you said that
person is so deep, came and told me.
Do you know,
Omari,
that all the three members of the Trinity, they are all spirit, soul, and body. That the Holy Spirit has a spirit,
I know moyo,
has a soul,
I know,
has a body.
I know.
The Father,
the Son,
has a spirit,
I know moyo,
has a soul,
I know,
has a body.
I know.
The Son,
no,
has a spirit,
I know,
has a soul,
I know,
has a
body. I know.
Hey, you are a Yadi again, I'm going Bible school. Na ye mnemo manyezi zimichisichana Bible school. Yes, sir, stand up. Please.
So, that's where I get confused. Now, we talk about the three. You have Jesus. Jesus is the second one. Why did Jesus say, I'm leaving you the Holy Spirit? Yes, the other ones, the first one, they left Yahweh, and then Jesus also left.
Now, left where?
That's where.
Okay, so what is the question? Let me understand the question before
the
I ask.
The question is, why did Jesus say, when he was leaving the earth, why did he tell us, I've left the Holy Spirit to guide you? You have explained the Father, yes, Yahweh, and then the Son is Jesus. Now, who is the Holy Spirit? Because when the Holy Spirit, when he was leaving, he said, I've left you with the Holy Spirit.
Okay, I think let me answer like this.
It's a bit confusing. Maybe.
No, it's not confusing. Read this now. Listen to me what I'm going to tell you. Olimo John 14. Okirizant Jesus said, I will send you another comforter who will abide in you. With you and shall be in you. But he said when he, so that when he comes, me and the Father will come and make our home in you.
Yes, that's
what I'm
saying.
So can kubuze chibuze.
Now the question is here.
So did Jesus go?
One of the other teachings, one of God, which disturbs people, is this. And I told you, this is the issue. You see, the Chegugambi, and people have believed some funny things. That's why such questions come up. Katika mbuze chile chibuza, at least we take a spotlight. Mubienjo gede.
In all he has spoken.
Oba
what he has told.
Olabi anything that suggests. That the Father, the Son, the Spirit cannot coexist. So, because some people teach that the Old Testament was the dispensation of the Father. The four Gospels
was
the dispensation of the Son.
Katecho chansa cha mwana.
Katitata we avao.
So when the Father went,
mwana naja.
The Son came, naja na kwa tamu.
Katio mwana we avao.
So when the Son went,
mwepiso zibari kunde wa spirit.
Ate mubarua ate ni wacha mwengu.
Cha wandiki wawo.
Is it written?
Katio vula wo, chikutawa ni ugamba.
That's why it's telling you to say.
Who is the Holy Spirit?
If you went,
even though I've told you the Holy Spirit is God,
and to grant the world to my egg at
all. Kati, Katonda Waba Wali.
If God is here,
Katonda Waba Wali.
If God is there,
Asoroba Unga Moyo,
he can be like the Spirit.
Aba Unga Yenini
can be like himself.
Ogo mwana.
Or the Son.
Oh, shake
it. That is the first time you brought it out very well. The Father is Yahweh, the Spirit is God, and the Son is also God.
Yes.
But then the Spirit is not the Son.
Uh-huh.
You kind of explain that they are the same but distinct in a way.
Yeah.
But because we truly are royal.
Yeah.
Because our comparison is not going to be to Tata. So that's why examples about who are getting that.
That is a divine truth. Can you come away? What was the
story?
Usually, too much Tawan, a two million so much Tawan. Chetuba little money. The Brahma is a man of God, he goes up by Bully.
That's why he says
the Bible. Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Yes,
In fact, that is one of the first messages I preached here.
Yes.
Want to get a man of God now, John 14. Katikendo sume yukana kuminanya yunayu no jikobeji de God. Ebe nabi sume thako wano.
You told two things.
I'm going to go to Philippians 2. Sina buzibunze na bibunze by the way. Yeah. It is our responsibility to answer. The sina buzibu just njaga kulaga. I'm not frustrated. Please, I'm not frustrated by your questions.
Yeah, answers.
Yeah. So ya gamba.
Same.
Fourth verse, Philippians 2.
2:4.
Cantanilo 5. Have this mind among yourselves. Which is yours in Christ Jesus. Kakati kakwabili.
Listen to this.
Ene sula yemku sula ya single tower na ba translators.
This is one of the verse that disturbed
me. No. Chapter, the whole portion.
Chapter.
Okuza muluzungu.
Put in English.
Era baluana neri gambe yo kosesa. Nga nyata nga dano nga kukanyiri kenini kenini.
You fought with the words to use.
Yagamba Christ Jesus.
Christ Yesu.
Who though he was in the form of God.
Wawu yari mungeri yo wakato.
Kati ye gamba. King James ye gamba ji. Kati olaba hao. Kumanga kwa nwana norulimi.
They are fighting with the language.
Form of God.
Though he was God.
Aha. Though he was God. A translation ji. Aha. That is the right thing. Niye kati jukira naba vunu na baibezu baba valuana. Ate kati habamu.
And others.
Ne denomination is awe.
Their denominations also coming.
Ziva ingida. All their theological thing. Kale. Who though being God. Did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking on the form of a servant and being born in the likeness of
man.
And being found in human form, he humbled himself. Any doctrine you never think time to say, Joe, man of God. But we'll find the time. Originally, you get a territory, rebellion. Kakati Mukama Katonda.
God.
Yaina planet Yaragara, what was it?
He had a plan that wanted his people to fit in.
They failed.
Never in any
way. They surrendered.
Never in any
way. The world now was under those foreign.
Katensi never was over Katonda.
Now the people he was trying to use to restore it all were coming short. But death had also entered the world. And he needed to conquer death. But the Lord of death was king of the place of the dead. So for God to conquer death, he had to defeat him who had the power of death. That is Hebrews chapter 2. But God cannot die. So the plan for becoming a man, that's why he has to remove the status, the functionality of divinity, even though the identity of divinity didn't leave him. This is what this writer is trying to say. The reason he did that, and that he has called that humility,
he put off all the glory, his honor, all the glory of God.
But he didn't lose the identity
of God.
That's why Jesus never rejected worship. Before Gospels, Jesus never rejected
Tiagana abantu musinze. Nezi malaika zone ezitaliye.
But all the angels that are
in the Bible, tezikiriza zisinza.
The Bible does not accept worship them.
Actually, what you go sura no zao ya mundagani.
That's why it's the Bible.
So nazo nezi malaika that tezikiriza zisinza.
Other angels not accept your worship.
Ukutako ye.
Accept him.
Kakati. Okufa.
Dani.
Yali aino kwe ambrachi.
He had to put off the flesh.
Because omoyo tekusobola kufa.
Because the spirit can't die.
Kati nafuko omuntu.
So he became a flesh.
Nera kabaka bensero tebachi tegera ndiye plan ye.
But the kings of this world didn't understand that was his plan.
He needed to defeat death.
Yali yeta kuangulo kufa.
Ato kuangulo kufa. Yali aina kuangula mukufa.
And defeating death, he had to defeat it with dying.
Whatever why Jesus died.
Whatever. This way he died.
Ah, Tovla we have an answer kila na yambare ngule.
That's why
he died. Yeah, but it's
he put on his
Yesare, imu yokana kumi na msambu.
That's the prayer in John 17.
Restore me to the glory
Zion chiti,
which I had with you from the beginning.
Chengalina nao problem.
Nagama Father, I have revealed your name.
Nagama chitange nguru mizeri nyanyo.
I have shown your name to them.
Mbala, mbawate la mbala zeri nyanyo.
Tovula wani wazukida.
That's why when he was select,
awe wenyia,
given a name.
Kuberinya simu kuta.
Because the name are not just letters.
Simu kuta. Jesus.
Name is not the letters.
This angel.
Onomare.
My name is in him.
Agamba eri Maryam eri muye.
Unteke.
Mm.
So chiavava.
That's why he died.
I did Paul died in Sumuruzo.
So he what he can pick up Paul calls the keys.
Oh yeah,
that was who was holding
Avant Mukufa.
Who was holding people in death?
Kufaku Adam.
From Adam.
Navanura.
He restored them.
Kakati. Yeah, I know me
so. So he has that authority.
Over death, over everything.
Mm.
Now God and our what a kanisa.
And he gave it to the church.
Indeed, Nene man of God, do I just see this in a funa motoka? Now ye, and that's why I'm telling you that is one of the worst things a minister can do to the gospel of God. Imagine reducing these powerful things. Just materials.
That's why the enemy attacks and hits the church. Because they don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you are offering
it.
Yes, you can live
renting.
Can that church take you to heaven?
It can't take territory.
That's all about one. He's fighting for material
position. What I call you the canist. Umulabe Zagura any publicity. Zagara want to begin the
bishop to their churches. Enemy publicized to say what's the people to go to those churches. How would
you?
What do you target?
You've
been in those churches and you think you're in church. He wants you to be there.
To get a palace of praise, no, we have been
here. You're there and contented, so you don't come to palace of praise and you hear them. You hear them and say, what?
You
will go and begin to think beyond tomorrow's food.
Kama tusasi lera tuyambe.
And yesterday we said, if you don't know these things, you cannot walk in them. You cannot know that all that power is vested in the church. All that power is vested in the church.
Paul
asked, 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
abantu bala mu makooti
g'ensiri
mwinayo bantu bajjudde mwoyo omumu abasobola
musajja
wamukama temukimanyi tokinoga tiujudge angels wakatumira mukanisa meka nga bakusomesa ngawetunasalira
bamalayika
petero kenyini nagamba
tinina
ebintu bino byemulimu
bino
ebintu byemumanya bino ebintu ebyabisibwa mumwe nino malayika baagala okubitunula era zimalayika zijja nezitula mu chaci ezimu ezibulira ekigambo ezigamba oh my god naye omuntuaaa naye gwe nosuka omwezi nogamba kale boy muyite kale gal muyite gambe jangu mukama bibino ebintu tetubimanyi abasumba tetubimanyi naye abantu basiba mucyaki bajja mucyaki ebintu bingi byokumanya
nze
nagambe profeta nemugamba andesomesa kuli babiri mamulowooza revival bebantu abangi okubeera mu kifo
ekinaye bwosoma okuzibwa okujja
revival zaalinamu okukyusa abantu baakyuka ne society
nezikyuka n'ebitundu byabwe nebikyuka
newetukungana abantu emitwalo
kumi
wetuva wano
if we leave this place
naye nga kafe tekalimu sign tukivu na kukyukakyuka
yonaabooluganda
kambabuli ekyomulabe takirina
kubuzibutakirinakubuzibu
abafalisaayo baali mu yerusalemu emyaka n'emyaka they were not persecuted
tebabayiganya
nga bayina
ekitabo
bakomwananga
they would gather tables
naye abayigirizwa we baafuna mwoyo mutukuvu ne batandika okubuulira ebintu ebikyusa
abantubaalwanisa
paka we baabattawoabafalisaayo yagamba nja kulimusa abasumba after my own heart
shepherds
who will feed my flock
kusoma
Jeremiah zegambe don't let anybody
togenya mtu yena
reduce spiritual powerful realities natural things ate abalokole tutandika okugoba abasumba abamu tulekerawo obubawo obudde profet okimanyi nti abantu webalekerawo owuliriza abasumba batamanyi bajatandika okumanya naye kaakati tebalina pressure
omusumba wiki namba asiba alya asula mumipiira abe ena najja nga yeba jagala nanonyeza omutu wano mumanyi waliwo akazanyo kinabindaba kubukede and we are tolerating that nonsense on our pulpit. Omulowooza tulina emyaka emeka kuno omuntu ajje kusanga omuntu atumali obudde ate ekkanisa zino ezimu zimiitinga olunaku lwonna nemujja ku church nemubeerawo essaawa nnya naye ne muyimba essaawa bbiri muyimba ki muli bakayimbira nemuwa obujulizi essaawa endala emu
nva
mubujulizi ne bayita abavubuka bazine
from this man they bring
boy na waita banamune kina bamodolinge
bring others
kumoto they don't worry that I'm gonna come in the name of Jesus
and this time I say zimenya ya Yesu
manyeza jina kuri ite tulia mpafu tulia nkeje
you know I grew up with
ina ngenda kanyama
but this day I also eat meat
no sense man no sense
He learned from his pastor.
And did he have a good plan? Did he have a good order?
ajamuzi na yogera.
Just comes and begins to speak.
I am a man.
You know, like emptiness, not to shout.
You can't teach me. You can't teach a man doctrine. You have to show people God.
Oh, you know, but I can't.
You see, there are people who think that I cannot demonstrate power. I'm not anointed. Now, you can't get out. Man, alive, it is futile. But let me tell you, man, those people, whenever they text me from Zambia, nobody has talking about a miracle. The miracles that you saw, the woman who didn't see, like your son keeps telling me. Also, the teachings you gave us until now,
no
one in the churches, they are still listening to them. They are still converting people.
Hallelujah.
When a very strong ministry.
There are people like Andrew Womack.
You know how many miracles that man has done? Some people don't even think he does.
But he raised them. He walked away from the sun from the dead.
Now, his programs are some gymnastics.
But his programs have no those gymnastics.
About so much, sir.
He's teaching.
Such that are good, very firm, very strong.
They are old, but they are firm.
I think that man has the strongest ministry in the whole world.
He has the strongest
ministry. But many people don't know. I know, like this. Let me tell you, he has like the strongest, wealthiest ministry in the whole world.
I know where is all
that. I don't know where he comes.
But you don't know him.
Strong. They have Bible schools all over the world. Solid ministry.
We
have people 24 hours they do discipleship. That is a legacy. Grace and truth. Prayer is it? Yeah. That's our legacy, ministers. We are living in a generation where there's a lot of temptation. Temptation for us, ministers. Temptation to leave what God told us to do. To do what is popular. To do what is trending. To do what is celebrated. Sometimes you're doing your work. You're doing the right thing. It looks like it is not going anywhere. Sometimes even your minister friends will tell you.
Well,
here's a word you just for love.
Prophesy people that will come.
You don't want to teach.
abantu bagala supernatural.
People want supernatural.
Supernatural is good.
Supernatural good.
Nemu kugenda wetu ndo wengenereze ekanisa yo akisinga wekula.
God follow the church of the Acts how it does.
Miracles is singa ziri mu beginning.
Most of the miracles are in the beginning.
Ogorisha wa Acts, the many of the things are teaching.
When you follow the book of Acts, what follows is teaching.
So and fighting doctrinal battles.
Elaka no, oruba mkusome sabata atika kukwane taroza njigiriza.
Kena ujisome Acts wa jirafu. Era pakelije gwerayo nga Paul bagena muta.
Yeah, and
the end of Paul. But mind Paul tebamutira miracles.
Paul tebamutira byamagero.
I think abagamba yakola miracles obutambala biki.
And he did that of miracles.
Some say
yaut. But his doctrine killed him. Some say.
Amen. By the way, nechino chikwata.
Also understand this.
That is the only thing the devil can't replicate.
Church in Togastan, it had us around.
Why? Prophet, people, some people think that God is the only one who does miracles.
About 12 that come on the UK, I'm going to hear my guess.
Nestan Abikola.
Stan,
how much might you move a stamp while you never go in with him?
You're
not even Muslim. It's around that Babi chakua bitawe?
Yes.
Muchi manya echo?
You know that.
Buidine ina some kind of supernatural singer.
Every religion has a kind of supernatural.
Mm. They do. Zenizo bala go in history. Walinga wenda they went to do exorcism. Go in of the world with that. Because of the signs of Skeva Baba.
So whatever you ask Skeva Baba, where is
the only thing which cannot be counterfeited
is
the word and the doctrine of Christ. Era, that is the only one the whole world fights. America take an approach.
America does not stop you from
reading. Neete yangara ba opening, open the bogera kupai mizi.
It doesn't want to open the speak about the Bible.
Echo mche kwate. It is the only thing we have.
Chechi tu choka chetu ina.
The devil can't counterfeit.
Can it as well?
Thank you very much.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, come.
Say praise the Lord.
Yes, come.